G'day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment. I'm your host, Moritz Oberholzer, and today we're going to talk about the thing that's on everyone's lips, and that's the markets. Since Trump has taken office, he's done a few things that has upset a few people and a lot of world leaders across the globe, and that has also had an impact on markets. Past week has been a real roller coaster for global markets, and that is a perfect example of why investors should be careful about reacting too quickly to headlines. Markets have been playing a game of headline roulette, with one big story taking things up in a major way. So let's talk about what happened. A Chinese AI company, DeepSeek, has launched its latest model, and the reaction was dramatic. $1 trillion was wiped off the US tech index last Monday. Some are calling this AI Sputnik moment, a major challenge to Western tech dominance. So what does this mean for investors? For a long time, big tech has been the go-to investment, but when the most crowded trade faces a challenge, money starts moving elsewhere. With interest rates still high, consumers staying strong, economic growth holding up, and inflation under control, other sectors are starting to look more attractive. So what are the lessons here? Markets react quickly, sometimes too quickly, but as an investor, it's important to take a step back, look at the bigger picture, and not get caught up in a short-term market noise. Stay diversified, stay patient, and don't let headlines drive your investment decisions. Some great examples of market overreaction is the COVID-19 crash of March 2020. So in March 2020, as the pandemic spread globally, the S&P 500 dropped by 34% in just over a month. Investors started to panic, fearing an economic collapse. So what was the long-term outcome? Governments and central banks stepped in with a massive stimulus, and the markets rebounded quickly. By the end of 2020, the S&P 500 had fully recovered, and by the end of 2021, it was over 100% from the March lows. The lesson here was that those who sold in panic locked in their losses, while those who stayed invested doubled their money within 2 years. Another great example is the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009. The market reaction was during the 2008 financial crisis, the S&P 500 lost about 57% of its value, and investors feared the collapse of the financial system. The long-term outcome, those who stayed invested saw incredible returns. From the March 2009 bottom, the S&P 500 rose by more than 400% over the next decade. The lesson here, selling at the bottom would have been the worst decision. Sticking with investments resulted in massive long-term gains. And the last example is Brexit in 2016. The market reaction, so when the UK voted to leave the EU in June 2016, markets plunged. The FTSE 100 dropped 8% in 2 days, and global markets wobbled. The long-term outcome, within a month, markets had recovered. Over the next 5 years, the FTSE 100 gained about 35%, and the S&P 500 gained over 100%. The lesson again, the panic-driven sell-off was short-lived, and staying invested paid off. So once again, the key takeaway is, market noise can be loud and unsettling. But history shows that reaction and reacting emotionally often leads to poor investment decisions. The best approach? Stay invested, stay diversified, and trust in the long-term growth of markets. And lastly, get a good team, get a good investment advisor or financial advisor to stand by your side and keep you on the right path. That's it for this week. Remember to tune in next week, same time, same place. Happy investing.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your Money Moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.